Freshman U.S. Senator Cory Booker got more money from Wall Street than any other member of the House or Senate. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports Booker was the top recipient among several industry groups.
Cory Booker got $1.8 million from the securities and investment industry, making him the top recipient of Wall Street money this election cycle. That's according to federal election donations analyzed by the Center for Responsive Politics, beating out every congressional leader. Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, and every other senior member up for re-election is surprising for a freshman senator, says Vivica Novak, who is with the center.
Wall Street actually used to give more to Democrats, but in more recent years has been favoring the Republicans a lot more. So for Booker to draw so much money from that industry is unusual.
Republican Mitch McConnell got the second highest from Wall Street, $1.2 million.
That's an interesting juxtaposition with Mitch McConnell being number two. A very, very different legislator, obviously, and Cory Booker's way ahead of him.
Novak calls Booker a fundraising juggernaut who got help from his celebrity and his proximity to New York firms. Booker also received more money from real estate groups than any other member. He got the most from the entertainment and tech industries, the most from accountants, and from groups considered pro-Israel.
For him to be ranked at the top of so many categories is pretty remarkable.
Unlike other members, Cory Booker had two races this election cycle, the first to finish the term of the late Frank Lautenberg. In all, he raised close to $18 million. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.